Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, thank you. We are back here on Blog Talk Radio. I feel like I don't even know how fucking long. But we are back here. If you're listening, shout out to whoever's listening right now. We have Jameson here with us, the co-host of Truthful Tuesdays.
What is going on?
Shit, nothing, man. I'm just chilling.
Shit,
you know, you already know. You know how we do, man.
You know how we do. It's been a long ass day. It's only fucking Tuesday, man. What the fuck?
I know, man. It's a day nobody gives a shit about.
It really isn't. It's, you know, Mondays come and everybody fucking dreads Mondays. Everybody's like, fuck Mondays. I was having this conversation the other day. The 2 days that you hate in your life are like Mondays and your birthdays when no one fucking remembers. That's it. Like, Mondays suck. Your birthday fucking sucks. You're not popular. No one fucking knows who you are. No one gives shit about you on your birthday. It feels kind of fucking lousy.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm a married man now, so my birthday's hard to forget, you know. I make sure of that shit. Shit. Right. Equality, you know what I'm saying? Shoot, I got to remember her birthday. She can remember mine. Shit.
There's nothing equal about any fucking relationship. So always have more power than that. Fucking stop that bullshit right now.
Oh, man. Come on, man. Let me live my dream, okay? It's okay to dream.
You know what a dream is? A dream is an unobtainable goal. That's what a fucking dream is.
Oh, man. Man,
I
mean,
you know, I love you guys. You know, I love you guys. I love what you and your bro got. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I mean, she's pretty awesome. I don't even know if she's listening right now.
She probably isn't. That's how equal it is.
All right, don't tell her. Don't tell her. But, yeah, that's cool.
Do you see what I'm saying? Okay.
It's okay. It's okay. She doesn't have to. She don't have to listen. It's all good.
So, man, it's our first Truthful Tuesday.
Yeah, man.
Like, I'm pretty excited. Pretty excited.
Yeah, me too, man. I'm pretty excited, man. It's been a while since, you know, we used to go as mealtime on every Thursdays, and it's been a while since we've been on the radio, and it feels good to be back, to be honest with you. Like, I'm excited to do this, you know? Like,
it's been 3 years.
It's been 3 years since I've been on the radio?
Yeah.
Holy
shit. Mealtime took off in 2013. That's when the whole Feed Fam come together. That was 2013,
man. My God, dude, that's crazy. I can't believe it's been 3 years since I've been doing this. Sometimes you got to leave and come back when you're ready to get back in it. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, man. It's called getting back to your roots. You know, you got to get back to your roots every so often, jog that memory. You know, it's kind of like one of those things. But it's like that ex-girlfriend that you know, pussy's so good, you can never let it go. But it's mealtime, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to keep coming back and running fight. You know, the minute she gets over you, you come back and you fuck it up again. That's just the way.
Yeah, you get the toe back in the pool real quick, man. You know.
See, this is why I'm. Oh, we got our first caller. Holy shit!
Shut up.
We're gonna put him live on the radio. Here we go. Right. Hello there.
What's up, man?
How are you? What's your name and where you from? Yeah, this is
Manny. My name is Michael Spring, and I'm from Boston, Massachusetts.
Boston in the house.
What up,
Mikey?
Thanks for listening.
What is going on, baby?
What's going on, guys?
Shit, man.
Shit.
Fuck.
Talking
it feels
shit,
like a reunion
you know?
All over again.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about what Truthful Tuesdays is, first of all. Basically, it's just whatever we, you know, most people go through life looking for advice or, you know, wanting to know the truth about certain things. And people are just so damn, they're so damn scared to tell people the truth nowadays. And I finally found somebody who gives just amount of fucks as I do. And we decided that, you know what, let's just fucking tell the people how it is and keep it real with them. Because
If
we don't do it, who's gonna? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Look, June 30th, 2001. You know what that is? That was the last time my last fuck was given. So I'm all out of fucks. I've been all out of fucks for a while. So So, yeah, man, I mean, and I totally agree with you. Here's the thing, you know, the thing about truth is everybody wants it, right? But no one wants to hear it. You know, and the Truthful Tuesdays is basically everything they want to know, but they just don't have the stomach to hear, you know? So, I mean,
exactly.
Everybody says that they want the truth. Everybody does. But everybody knows that being lied to sometimes, and then the kind of lie feels better. You know, does that dress make you look fat? No, of course not. You're rocking it. No, shut the fuck up. You look like there's two midgets in a burlap sack wrestling. Take the fucking dress off.
You know, and then it's like, you can't even comment on stuff like that that says, like, you know, can't say, you know, no, the, I don't think green is your color. Because then you're like, what? What do you mean? And then it just opens up another whole can of worms, and they start bringing out green outfits that they had, like, a long time ago and say, well, you like this one. And
do you know why they think that green looks like, or they think that green is their color? Because somewhere along the line, they were at some club, they were at Starbucks, they were somewhere, and some dirty fuck who wanted to fuck them lied
exactly.
to them and told
yep.
them that green looked good on them. And
exactly.
guess what? Later that week, he came over, he fucked her.
It's
he
like those
called,
fucking...
He never called her back again, and she continued to wear green.
Because she felt like, hey, I got laid once, so let me do it again.
Exactly. Yeah. It's going to happen again.
It's like those overdrawn eyebrows. You know, like you see it on Instagram, and everyone, all these girls are getting likes, and then all these women try to start, you know, drawing on their eyebrows and fucking, you know, making the bat wing on their face, and it's like you, it's like you don't realize that those pictures aren't getting likes because of their eyebrows. Like no guy is saying, man, those fucking eyebrows are on point. Let me hit that. No,
no.
I'm pretty sure it's the cleavage that's showing in the selfie. That all these guys are looking at and liking, you know?
That's it, 110%. 110%. Most guys don't give two shits.
But it's funny, because we're the simple beings, you know? We're men are supposed to be the stupid ones who are not complex and just straight up, are simple.
Well, men are simple. I mean, you know, we're very, very simple. We're a breed of creatures that just wants to eat shit and fuck. I mean, that's what drives us every goddamn day. Everything that we do as men was bred into us to gain a mate and to get pussy. That's exactly what we do. We work.
I mean, it's
work.
Instinct. Yeah.
It's instinct. It's primordial instinct is what it boils down to. It's in our goddamn DNA.
Every male species is doing the exact same thing, regardless of what.
Everyone. Doesn't matter. You know, regardless of what you're thinking or what you're doing, the Japanese bust their ass off 14 hours a day, you know, to provide for a family. Well, guess what? Without a wife and without some pussy, you're not going to have kids. So you were doing it for the pussy. So, you know, let's be upfront and real about it. You know, some of us are more real about what we do and why we do it than others are. But at the end of the day, we do it for the sex.
Hey, listen, man, when you're right, you're right, man. You know what I mean? It's just that simple, you know? So,
all right, so what's the theme for tonight's Truthful Tuesday?
Tonight's
Truthful
Tuesday is going to be about why men cheat, or why did men cheat, or why, you know. And the reason why we're saying men, you know, is because we can't talk about women because we don't know women. We're not in a woman's mind. Half the time, I don't think women are in
that.
Women's mind.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I get lost trying to fucking navigate that labyrinth, bro. I'm not even going to fucking lie. I gave up on that.
I think they do themselves. They get lost in their own brain sometimes. It's ridiculous. Now let me put this disclaimer out. In no way of shame am I saying that, you know, women are inferior and all this other shit. Don't you feminists don't start fucking calling me talking about, oh, you're downplaying women or you're talking shit about women, because that's not what it is. We're actually talking shit about men, and we're actually going to talk about why men do the shit that they do.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
You know, there's going to be those guys, I'm this way, or I'm that way, I'm not like that, and blah, blah, blah. And you know, I'd say about, you know, a quarter of those guys are right. You know, the other ones are just trying to get the little sympathy or look like the good guy so they can get laid, too.
Of course.
And we're not talking about those good guys. We're not talking about those married guys who only think about their wife and kids and realize that it's actually cheaper to keep them than it is to do something stupid, you know?
Exactly. And you know, and I'll throw my disclaimer out there too. I'm sure that I'm going to offend probably 10 times as many people as you. So if you have a complaint out there, if you're listening to us and you have a complaint, go to www.idontgivetwofucksaboutyouropinion.com and you can leave me your opinion right there, and I swear to God, I will get back to you as soon as I possibly can.
No, better yet, better yet. Give us a call at 215-383-5758. If you have been a victim of Jameson, please give us a call.
No,
and we will settle this dispute live on the air.
Fuck.
See, this
I
is
got
why
family. I got family listening. Oh, look, and real quick, my cousin Dana and Crystal, kids are listening. Love you guys. Represent Cali. Love you guys.
This is perfect,
but,
man.
Yeah, oh, shit. Put the kids to bed, though, seriously.
I've already cursed like 20 Holy times shit. Already, so. And if this show is rated R, so it's your fault if you're you have your kids listening to this shit.
Exactly.
But
NC-17, but fuck that.
They don't have that. Rated R is like the highest
really?
Version. Yeah. I try, trust me. All right, let's get down to business here because I'm pretty sure they're done listening to us bullshit. So, all right, I'll let you go first. What are your theories?
Man, you know, I think that the cheating itself is it's complex, okay, no matter what, how you slice it or what the reasons and the causes are. But when it comes to men, I firmly believe that men cheat solely out of ego. Okay, the few women that do cheat that I know of, it's emotional. It, you know, it's this connection. It has to do with lack of support, has to do with lack of empathy, has to do with something that they are lacking in life, lacking in the relationship. Men don't give a fuck. You could have the most perfect, gorgeous, you know, bomb-ass 10 in your living room, butt naked, ready to fuck, has your dinner ready for you, has your slippers, lighting a fucking cigar, pouring you a fucking glass of brandy. It don't matter. Because if that 20-something-year-old secretary is giving you the fucking eye and she's basically letting you know, check it out, like, I will grab my knees and spell run for you if you want me to, the guy will cheat. Because it's all about ego. It's all about how much he can have, about how much he can do, about how much he can get away with, and about how much pleasure he can get others to give to him. And I honestly think that that is within every man. It's within every man. Okay, I think that every man out there has thought about it. Okay, I don't care how perfect of a relationship they have, but you know, you could be sitting on the subway, you could be sitting on a plane, and hot girl gives you the eye, and for a split second you contemplate. I think the only difference is the character of the man, but I think that every man out there thinks about it. You know, that's personally what I think as far as what men think about cheating.
I will say this. I think. It does. It's, in some cases, there's ego. I feel though sometimes it's escape as well. You know what I mean? Like women, a lot. I would think like the main reason why women cheat is to escape the boring ass relationship they're in, and they just want to have fun. You know what I mean? The guy isn't doing something right, and you know, and they're just like fuck it. You know what I mean? They came along their fucking. Knight in shining, you know, armor type shit, and they realized that it wasn't what the movie told them it would be, you know. So they went off and they did it, and they're like, "Fuck, I'm bored." And now they're looking at Mr. Gray like, "Man, this is what's up," you know. That's why so many women. That's why that book was so fucking popular, because all these boring ass housewives just wanted to escape their relationship without having the consequences of cheating.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree with you. I mean, I look, first of all, fucking the only thing good that 50 Shades of Grey is good for, honestly, is fucking toilet paper. As a fucking writer, it was a literary piece of fucking shit. Okay?
And, you know, I actually saw the movie. Because I was like, man, I wanted to check it out. You know what I mean? See what all the hype is about. I didn't pay for it.
Because men are visual characters. Because men are visual creatures. No guy read the fucking book because it was boring. But every fucking guy saw the fucking movie and fast forward to tell the parts where the dickhead was going on. Let's be honest.
No, I see. I saw the whole movie, and my thoughts about this movie, honestly, was this guy. Like, I can understand why these women are so infatuated with him. He has money. He shows how he's in control. He's a fucking asshole. You know what I mean? I mean, the guy basically told her like, you live under my roof, you live in this bed, and you do what I say, and that's it. I'll come in here, I do my thing, and I leave. I don't sleep with you. And she was like, okay, cool. Okay, yeah, let's do that. Yeah, fuck.
That sounds like every man's idea of what marriage is going to be before he gets married.
And then he realizes that it's nothing like that at all. But it,
no,
you know,
of course not.
And it was just funny to me because all these women are supporting this woman being like basically just taken over, and you look at the movie and it's like, holy shit, and she starts becoming more and more like in feeling like she's more in power when in reality she's not in power. He's just playing her game. And it was just a weird fucking movie for me. I just didn't understand the necessity of the movie being of wanting to be with a person like that. You know what I mean?
Well, let's be honest though. Okay, here's the thing. You're right. Women have this fantasy. All these women want to live a life like The Notebook. They all want Ryan Gosling from The Notebook. They all think that fucking Ryan Gosling is going to come and save them and have this eternal love with them and whatnot. But here's the fucking thing. The majority of the guys out there that are willing to give women these kind of lives that they want, just like Ryan Gosling, you know, and having this unwavering fucking devotion to the day he dies, guess what, ladies? They don't look like Ryan Gosling. They look like fucking Seth Rogen, okay? And that's
exactly
why fucking women decide to fucking cheat, okay? That's why women cheat. But let's be honest, the guys who look like Ryan Gosling are going to have a dozen or so women a day, all right, wanting to fuck, wanting to have his baby, wanting to do shit that has nothing to do with love or romance, okay? So even if someone like that has a girlfriend, has someone at home, has something, you know, it's not every man has the willpower, like I said earlier, you know? And the fact of the matter is that you're right. The allure to the movie is that it does reflect certain parts of life. It does. Women are attracted to the assholes. Women knowingly have boyfriends that are assholes. Women knowingly go out with these guys and their friends, their mothers, their sisters, their fathers, everybody are telling them, look, he's going to hurt you. He's gonna cheat on you. He's going to make you feel like absolute crap. And what are they thinking on the inside? They're like, oh my God, I know he's going to, but fuck, did you see his fucking abs? Oh my God. You know, like, he took off his shirt and he has the V. Like, oh my God. You know, and then the guy can literally shit on her. I mean, he could be like, look, I don't give two fucks about you. Like, I fucked 20 other bitches this week. It is what it is. And she's going to throw her fit, maybe, you know, splash a tire, maybe fucking, you know, go and empty his accounts. I don't know, get the fucker fired, something to that extent. But a month later, all he has to do is say, hey, look, I'm sorry, I fucked up. Like, I won't do that again.
All he has to do is send a text message like yep, hey, thinking of you.
Yep.
And that's it.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
The fuck
is the thinking of you message. That's it. That's classic. I'm not going to laugh at you.
Damn.
2 o'clock,
that
3 o'clock
of
in the afternoon.
That message is like
see, you
the
have to, you know,
prerequisite
well, you gotta know
to do
it,
the dick pic.
You have to, well, see, the thinking of you message has to be planned perfectly. Okay, you can't send it too early. Then it makes you meaner. You can't send the thinking of you at like 7 or 8 in the morning. You're going to freak her out. She's like, what the fuck, this guy just woke up thinking of me. Okay, that's kind of sweet, but it's kind of fucking creepy.
It's
okay,
got to be like
at
2:15 in the afternoon.
You got to do it after lunch and before you get off of work. It has to be one of those things because everybody knows one of the most hectic parts of the day is like you're trying to end your fucking day. It's 3 o'clock. You're trying to get through this shit. You're like on your 8th can of fucking Red Bull. You're like, I need to get the fuck out of here. I'm going to go hang out with the boys. 3 o'clock. Boom. Send that just thinking of you. Just thinking of you. Then you send it too late. You send that shit at 8 o'clock. It's kind of one of those things where like, oh, you're trying to warm me up. Motherfucker's going to be home at 2 o'clock. Wants me to come over. No, no, no.
Exactly.
3 o'clock. 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a fucking Tuesday. That's when you said that thinking of you fucking
on a Tuesday, bro. On a
truthful
Tuesday. What
yeah.
kind of shit is that? But yeah, I honestly, like, I feel, and I'm just going to say it, like, you know, it's the reason why men cheat is, like, entirely women's fault, you know?
Oh, I agree with you 100%.
And let me elaborate really quick, because I know women are, or whoever's listening, are like, oh my God, no, he didn't, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? But yes, I did. And the reason is because for me, women are who raised men. You know what I mean? So if you have a son or if you have, you know, a stepson or a nephew you're taking care of or whatever, your responsibility as a woman is to teach him how to treat women when he gets older. So when he's 4 or 5 and he's calling you and telling you that he has 3 or 4 girlfriends in school and you're laughing with him and you're joking with him and talking all this and this and this and that, that's your time to be like, you shouldn't be doing that. You should only have one, or you shouldn't have any at all because you're fucking 5 years old. You know what I mean? But what happens? A lot of these mothers and aunts and cousins and nieces or whatever, they don't do that. They play around with the kid and they, you know, they ask him like, are you like, which one are you going to pick? Blah, blah, blah. And to me, that's just setting him up for when he gets older to for him to think that it's okay to have 3 or 4 girlfriends. You know what I mean? And that's one reason why it's women's fault right there. You know, you can't expect a guy who doesn't know what the fuck he's doing as far as being a dad or being a husband to teach another little kid how to be those things when he gets older. You know, you can't expect.
I can understand that. I can see that. I can see that. But, you know, I think I agree with you to an extent. I think it goes to nurture versus nature. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, you could technically have. I mean, I grew up in a very strong, old school Puerto Rican Catholic fucking home, man. Like, my mom was straight up old school Puerto Rican. Like, bad grades, took the belt to my ass. Fucking, you talk back, you got a fucking backhand across the fucking head. You know what I'm saying? And she taught me, look, you walk on the outside of the fucking street, you open up the motherfucking door, and you listen to your fucking woman when she talks. Those are the things my mom always taught me. But look, I turned out to be, maybe not currently, but I turned out to be one of the biggest fucking assholes out there. You know?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure there was another woman who turned you. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
No,
you
didn't
just
was.
Fucking start out as an asshole. Something happened to you.
No,
and
it wasn't really. You know what it was? I'll be honest with you. You know what it was? It was just seeing how easy it was. It had nothing to do with being turned into an asshole. I wasn't jaded. My heart wasn't broken. I wasn't, you know, damaged by anybody. It was the fact that the women I was with, and these were pretty strong women and strong-minded women, they allowed it to happen. They allowed it to happen.
Yeah, see,
you know,
me, it was, I was jaded since I was young. I had my own personal shit that I dealt with, and when I got to high school, I kept getting jaded, and I was like, man, fuck this shit. Like, I'm tired of trying to be the nice guy, and you know, I'm going to start doing the same shit all my other boys are doing and, you know,
yeah,
fucking over these bitches. And I was like, man, listen, I could tell you some stories about the shit that I used to do and how, you know, I used to be a dirtbag and cheat all the fucking time. You know what I mean? And you're right. It's, you do it because it's, you can. You know what I mean? And it's like you get to that point where you're trying to be a good boy, but then you just something happens and it just flips you right back into that bullshit. And
well, I can understand that.
It's like you said, you do it because you can. You know,
with everything in life.
You so if anybody wants to call in, guy, woman, child, call us in at 215-383-5758. Give us a call and chime in. Mikey, you're on the air with us. What do you think about this?
Yeah, I'm one of them small percentage that's just old school, man. I never cheated in my life. Never did it. Never had the urge to. I was always too strong for that, you know. It's just not my style, dude. I'm not that kind of cat, you know.
You cheated on a test, bro. Come on.
Nah, never. Not once.
You've never cheated,
bro,
on a
never.
Test? Oh, man. I don't know.
A test? Yes.
So you cheated. You cheated before, damn it.
Yeah, definitely. But
Mikey's got
a relationship.
Big of a heart.
We're talking about relationships. I never did that shit. You know, I was usually in a long relationship, and when we started fucking around each other, that was it, you know? It wasn't like if I was jaded, too, so I learned early that, fuck that, I ain't going to be with no bitch that's going to do that to me, and I'm just not going to do it to people, so it's just been that way, and that's just the way it is.
Now, let me ask you, Mikey, where do you come up with the strength to honestly say no?
Because even when I was married for 17 years, I mean, all her friends were trying to fuck me. So
well, that's
kind of hard.
Okay.
But, you know, after
that's
a while,
point.
A couple
where
times I had to say to a couple of them, hey, man, listen, you know, I'm flattered. If I wasn't with Roxanne, I'd fuck you. But, you know, if this continues, I'm going to have to tell my wife, and she's going to kick your fucking ass. So you're going to have to stop.
I'm going to have to watch Good Will Hunting tonight after listening to Mikey talk. That's all I'm saying. I'm watching Good Will Hunting tonight, Mikey.
You're making
me miss
it. I just sometimes you gotta bite down and, you know, just walk away. You know, fucking just tell the bitch right out. Say, yeah, I'd love to, but I can't, dude. It's just not
my
style.
The problem with that, man, the problem with that, and especially in this day and age, the problem with that is that they make them want you more. You know, like, you tell
100%.
A woman no, it's like, oh, man,
you
I want to do it more.
You doing that just perpetuates them to want you even more.
I know, and sometimes it works out when you catch them when they're single and you end up fucking them anyway, so.
You see, this is what guys do. We wait. We wait until the right time. We either cheat and say, fuck it. Fuck waiting, or we wait for the right time and then pounce like fucking animals that we are.
You know, I live by it. It never goes out of style to be a gentleman. Sometimes it works and you benefit. Most of the time it doesn't. But, you know, in the back end of it, it does.
I think that monogamy itself through the years has become underrated. Okay, now
yeah.
This is why you have all these new definitions to what relationships are. Okay, back in the day, in the 80s, you were, you know, oh, okay, so you're dirty and naughty because you're a swinger. Oh, okay, that's just wrong. No. But you know what? Swingers back then were just people who were openly fucking cheating on each other and agreed they were both going to do it at the fucking same time. Now you have all these fucking other labels out there with shit where you have these open relationships or these polyamorous relationships. And the reason that people are doing it is because everybody fucking wants to cheat and everybody's fucking cheating. So now they figure, hey, you're going to do it, or I'm going to do it. Let's go into this fucking relationship knowing that we're both going to fucking do it. And let's just say that we're a couple. We'll have dinner twice a week, and that's going to make us a couple. But you go ahead and suck as much dick as you want. I'm going to stick my dick in as much ass as I want. And at the end of the day, we're just going to throw the label poly onto that, and we're going to be able to sleep at night. Okay, so the whole allure of what relationships were back in the day as far as making a commitment, you know, being with someone from, you know, sun up to sundown, it's not there anymore. You know, people lust after it. If you look at Facebook, you see this shit every goddamn day. These memes about, all I want is someone to bring me roses and give me a kiss at night on Valentine's Day. Guess what? The reason you're not finding that is because every motherfucker out there is cheating. And he's fucking multiple women, and he's doing all this shit, and that's how come you can't find a good guy to bring you fucking roses and give you a kiss goodnight. That's the reality of what society's doing.
Here's my thought on that. You know why? If you find yourself this Valentine's Day with no Valentine giving you roses and chocolates and all that stuff, Think long and hard. Go walk into a bathroom mirror, and it has to be a bathroom mirror because you're going to be taking a selfie there anyway to try to make it seem like you're fucking going out when we all know you're not going anywhere. But look in the selfie mirror. And look in that selfie mirror.
Yo, I've been single for almost 5 years, and I'm going on a Valentine's thing. I got a 3-day thing planned out. And you ain't going to be dating or nothing.
All right,
got
Wayne.
Shit lined up.
But where
I still got my shit lined up. You know what I mean?
Here's my thing. If you know that you don't have that going on, if you're not like Mikey and have your shit going on, just look at yourself and blame yourself for it and curse at yourself because it's your fault and only your fault that you aren't out doing the stuff that you want to do. You know, you haven't found that guy or that girl. Because of you, not because of anybody else, because of you, you know, because sure that you want roses and chocolates and all that shit. Okay. You said Seth Rogen is the reality of women, of men, right? Okay. So how many women out there are going to actually take roses from Seth Rogen? None. They're all going to be like, no, I don't want that fucking roses. Oh, okay. So my roses aren't good enough for you because I'm not I'm not Channing Tatum. No, what kind of bullshit is that? And you keep waiting for Channing Tatum, and he's not going to come around.
No,
you know?
Have you seen Channing Tatum's wife? That bitch is fucking hot as fuck.
Yeah,
that bitch,
I ain't going to lie.
She's hot as fuck,
pretty,
and that's why, because beautiful people attract beautiful people. And as long as beautiful people keep attracting beautiful people are going to keep fucking cheating. And for
that's
all
exactly.
People, and look, ladies, if you don't have if you don't have a Valentine's, let me put this out there right now. If you do not have a, if you don't have plans on Valentine's Day, you have a man. Okay. Guess what? You're going to be celebrating Side Bitch Day, which is either going to be the 13th or the 15th when he finally has time to come and see you. Okay. So
it's
let's
gonna
be fucking
the
13th. Honest.
It's gonna be the 13th when he's telling his wife or his girlfriend that he's out making plans for Valentine's Day. That's
It's gonna be Monday the 15th. I guarantee you, because you know why? Because even that day, look.
He's gonna be in Vegas on the 13th and the 14th.
Sunday is number one spot. Okay, number two gets Saturday night. Okay, number three, and this is side bitch. She gets Monday night. So if you're getting Monday night girls, wake the fuck up. Be a
you
little
see,
pissed if you get Saturday
here's
night.
Here's my problem. Here's my problem about the side bitch fucking movement. You know. And here's another reason why I just don't I understand that we can't understand women, but here's the things that women don't get themselves. Women have been glorifying side bitch activities for so long that now, especially this day and age, this younger woman has found it acceptable for them to be a side bitch because they get all fucking riches. And don't have to deal with a guy who realizes that they aren't marriage material, you know.
Yeah,
so
they
go through their 20s being a side hoe, and they get all this shit that they want. But then by the time they're 30 years old, they don't have any substance, so they can't hold on to a guy. They can't hold on to anything. So then they become this you know miserable cougar.
Shit. They're going to be miserable. They can't hold on to anything. And I guarantee you at 30, after being the side bitch with 40 dudes, it's going to be pretty tough for them to even hold on to a fucking tampon.
Yeah they're not going to know. They don't know. They don't, exactly. They're going to be the crazy cat lady. And they don't know, because they don't know how to hold it down. And what I realized, you know, interacting with a lot of these younger women, is that a lot of them they don't really want a relationship. They don't want to be held down. You know, they want to be free and doing all this other crazy shit. But half of them don't even know why they want to do that. It is, you know, a lot of them want to do it because somebody else is doing it, or, you know, because they're just freaking lost and confused. You know?
Because, you know why? They watch reality shows, and they look up to people like fucking Farrah Abrams and all these other people who are making it seem like, look, you know, empower yourself, do this, do that. Let's be honest. You know, I mean, sex is what's empowering. Men give the fucking sex, or women give the sex to get some empowerment from this man who's going to pay their fucking bills, or who they can brag about that they just fucked. And at the end of the day, there's nothing empowering about these women. These women have absolutely nothing to fucking offer except for three holes and, you know, some cuddle time, you know, and they think it's okay. They think it's okay.
Yeah,
and guess what?
It's
because of women like this that guys continuously cheat. Because I guarantee you, if their dude, their side dude is not paying attention, there's a line of 30 other guys who are married, engaged, have girlfriends, have whatever the fuck, who are willing to fuck them.
It's 100%.
The truth.
And it is.
These women
it is.
Make it possible for men to cheat. Okay.
And the crazy part is that women support the fuck out of them. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Like, they become their fans. They become their they're like idols. They idolize these people. You know what I'm saying?
They
what the
do.
Fuck was that?
They do. And you know, and look, you know, half the women who aren't going to have fucking Valentine's Day this year, it's because why? They're jaded and heartbroken because someone cheated on them. Great.
Yep.
I guarantee you in a month if that fucker calls back up again, they're picking up the fucking phone.
Who gives a shit about Valentine's Day? Come on, let's be honest. Like, why do we even care about this damn holiday? It's not so. On February 14th is the day we're supposed to shower people with gifts and let them know how much they love them. No, fuck that.
Yeah, and
that should
happen. Yes, yeah. Then 364 days out of the year, you don't have to show that you give a fuck.
So stupid.
That's the whole point about Valentine's Day. That's the whole
do
point.
It every at least one weekend in the month. Take your lover out. Do something. Well, not your lover. Take your wife out or your girlfriend out and take her on a date. Do things that you would do. Make believe 1 weekend out of the month is Valentine's Day. You know what I mean? And then you're good. You know, that's all they really want.
Let's talk about what really matters. Let's talk about March 14th, which is National Steak and Blowjob Day. Okay, that's what we need to talk about, ladies out there. Remember, March 14th, Steak and Blowjob Day. I guarantee you.
Let's just so you ladies know, those of you who don't know how to cook, medium rare is how a steak should be done. It should be pink and bleeding. Okay, so you know.
It should look like it's that time of the month.
All right, man, you said it. But yes, you're right. You cook it medium, you know. With some potatoes, medium, you know, some vegetables, you're good. But go ahead, continue.
You know what? If women were to give steak and blowjob day once a week, they would cut down cheating. I guarantee you. Do you know how many guys I know out there cheat for the sole fucking reason that their women will not give them a blowjob? Or they suck at it?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I'm going to say, if she's giving you head every week and it sucks, you still might cheat.
Here's the thing, guys. Seriously, train her, okay? Women would rather you say, look, babe, little more teeth, little less teeth, fucking kick more than just the tip. Tell her, teach her. Yeah. She would much
just
rather
hear
the critique.
Well. Don't teach her too well, because she has to learn on her own. You know?
Well, shit, and then here's the thing, too. And make sure it's not some new girl that you're fucking with, because guess what? Then every other dude after you is the one who's going to be reaping the fucking product that you're sowing right now.
Exactly,
okay,
man.
Wait until a good month, and then that's when you train the girl. You know, just be honest, you know? You don't want the next 8 dudes that are going to go trolling through her fucking living room, you know, knowing how good she has or how good you had.
That's what I've always loved about you, man. No filter. I love it.
No fucking filter. Fuck a filter, Mikey.
Fuck a filter.
You got to be that way, man. This is the reality of it. Like I said, we can only talk from our point of view. So if there's any ladies out there who want to talk about their point of view, feel free to give us a call at 215-383-5758, and we'll put you on the air with us, and we'll hear you out. But just be understanding. If you pull that bullshit, I have an alarm for you, and I'll have to hang up on you.
Oh yeah, shit. Please.
But
I'm bullshit button. This is bullshit.
There's a bullshit alarm button here. Okay, we don't want to hear it tonight.
We're talking about personal experience. I'm not gonna lie. You know, I cheated a lot, man. Fuck, I don't even know. I count more relationships that I probably cheated on than I was faithful to. And it goes back to, like I said, letting it happen. There were women in my life who knew what the fuck was going on. They accepted it. Why? Because back then, you're showering them with gifts. You're showering them with attention. You know, they get to say that they're dating fucking one of the best photographers on the fucking West Coast and, you know, fucking cruising around in a fucking Lexus. They don't give two shits. They don't give two shit. I could come home, my fucking dick could taste like ass, and they said, wait a minute, go take a shower first, and we'll fuck. It doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter.
What the fuck? But, okay, here's my thing. You know, here's what I feel as a married man, why married men use Ashley Madison, okay? And the reason is because of this little thing called nagging. Okay, and you ladies can be all bent out of shape about it or not, but no, that little technique that you guys have about nagging to get your way, that shit doesn't work as well as you think it does. Sure, he might, you know, clean the living room or fucking, you know, go and clean the gutters outside or go and get you tampons, but let me tell you something, you're not the only one that he's getting tampons for. Let's be honest.
He's going to Costco and he's getting a fucking multi-pack. And he's dropping one off at every one of his fucking stops.
Because it's going to be a point in time where somebody's not doing all that nagging. Somebody's not doing all that complaining. You know, and that's where he wants to spend his time at. You know? And that's another reason why. So, yeah, that's another bracket for the women. As to why it's
I guarantee
fault.
You, nagging doesn't work. But if they did steak and blowjob, day one, every Thursday. Let's just, you know what? That's it. Every Thursday is steak and blowjob day where we're going to sign the decree and we're going to put it into law today. Every Thursday is steak and blowjob day. I guarantee you that motherfuckers would be waking up bright and early on Friday. They would be going out and buying fucking tampons, nail polish remover, fucking tweezers, fucking wax strips, you fucking name it. Motherfuckers would be doing that in a heartbeat. Men are simple, simple creatures. We don't need to be held. We don't need to cuddle. We don't need to tell you how our day was. We want to come home. We want to unwind. Pull down your top.
let us suck on a tit, fucking grind on us for a little bit. An hour later, make us some fucking dinner. Let me watch some fucking Netflix. And then guess what? I'm going to be unwound. We'll be good. You want to cuddle and go to sleep? I will cuddle the fuck out of you, because we all know spooning leads to forking. We're both going to get what we want. And that's it. But stop trying to delve into our mind thinking that we're damaged, that we're this. Most men, I'm not saying all, because there's some guys out there who are seriously fucked up. Most men out there who you think are damaged aren't. They play the fucking role to get bitches with low self-esteem to feel for them and to give up the pussy and to open up their wallets and to let them treat them like a piece of shit. Okay?
Yeah, all
men are the simplest fucking creatures out there. We are visual. We are incentive-driven. So, ladies, please, listen to what the fuck I'm saying. Save your marriage. Suck some dick. Stop nagging him. Stop trying to get into his fucking mind. And life will be so much easier.
Oh, man. That's some funny shit, dude. But, I mean, I would say you're right. I mean, be honest. You know, it comes down to knowing who you're with and playing to that. You know what I mean?
Of course. It's all about knowing who you are and who you're with and why you're with them. Okay, I'm an artist. I mean, Manny, you can relate. Being an artist, being passionate about shit, you are not wired the same fucking way. As an artist, you see beauty where people see acts of fucking tragedy. You see beauty where nothing can even fucking grow, okay? So you have to be in touch with some serious shit in your life in order to be able to handle stuff like that. Now, I tell women before I start dating them, look, this is me. This is what you're going to get into. And if you don't like it, you can move the fuck on. There's just no point to the bullshit. When I get into
and
a relationship,
none of them
they know.
You.
And none of
them
believe
me.
They all think that they're going to change Jameson, that Jameson is going to somehow miraculously get down on one knee and say, hey, will you marry me? I want to give up the lifestyle that I have. I want to give up taking photos of naked women. I want to give up the drugs, the rock and roll, and the booze.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't really ask that of an artist.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely
too late
right.
For you,
I mean,
man.
Yeah. I think you're stuck in your ways, bro. There's no saving
you. You know,
it's not a bad thing.
The last relationship I was in, it was one of those things where we both knew it was way too good to be true, because I was pretending that I didn't have a dark side, and she was pretending that she just sucked one dick, when in fact, you know, we were both kind of cheating on each other. We were both kind of...
Man, that's absolutely one. That's one thing I absolutely hate. I hate when women act like they've never been with other guys before. It's like, it's just the most dumbest thing ever. I mean, you can't sit there and actually think that we believe that shit.
And another thing, ladies, don't lie to the guy and tell him that he is the first one to ever get you off. Please. Don't fucking use that lie. If you saw it in a movie, if you saw it somewhere, don't sleep with a guy and then tell him that no one's ever eaten you out that way. You know, no guys, you know, you've never had an orgasm during sex. Look, we don't fucking buy it. We pretend we do. And then the guys out there who are buying it have probably only slept with two other people before you. So, you know, that's just a word of advice.
Oh, man, this is hilarious.
Oh, shit, sorry, I just... My 9 o'clock shoot just walked in looking pretty sexy. I'm sorry.
Oh, nice. Put her on
the
radio.
Put her on the radio. All right, wait. She's a little shy right now. Hold on. She went back down to the car. I'll put her back on the radio in a minute.
This could be funny. We got 15 minutes for her to get back upstairs. See how long it takes.
Oh, shit.
Her.
I hope she gets back real quick then.
But, yeah, I mean, I just don't understand why the games have to be played. Why can't we just be honest with each other and keep it real? You know what I'm saying?
But let's be honest, though. We like the games. Guys especially like the game. You know,
I would disagree
on
that. I hate the game.
What? No, listen. We are taught as men to be very competitive, okay? Every day that we wake up is a game. You know, some guys go to the gym every fucking day so that they look better than the next guy. It's a fucking game. Some guys go to work and try to make more money than the next guy. It's a fucking game. Some guys try to be the Captain Save-A-Ho because it is a fucking game.
Captain Steve-O.
Okay. I think I dated myself with that one, right? Like the girls, the 20-somethings right now that are listening to the show are like, Captain Steve-O, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, that's a new hashtag, man.
That's an old hashtag.
Yeah, it is.
I was shooting these 20-something-year-old girls yesterday, and stuff was happening, not going to lie. And I started clapping and applauding. I said, way to give that old college try. They both looked at me and said, what? I shit you not. I felt like I was fucking 60 years old at that very particular moment. I was like, give it that college try. They looked at me like, what?
Man, you, man. I don't even have any words for you, Jameson. I don't have any words for you. You old geezer, you
rebel. Look, you know, at the end of the day, man, here's the thing. Like, I want someone that's going to fulfill, like, my every want, my every need, all right? We all know that's never going to happen. There is no such thing as perfect out there. I think that everybody's idea of perfect is very far-fetched. I think that guys will continuously cheat if it's in them to do it. And if you continue to let them get away with it, that's my true opinion. I think that men are ego driven. Men want to feel wanted. They could, like I said, they could have a perfect woman at home, and maybe there's the 10% like Mikey that actually stay faithful. Okay, but
yeah, why can't I be in that 10%? You jackass.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, I keep forgetting that you're married. You change stories. I'm like, this motherfucker can't be married. And, you know, so, I mean, let's, you know, I think at the end of the day, men are going to do it no matter what. And if they're not doing it, they're thinking about it. But, you know, if you have the internal fortitude not to, then fuck, it's amazing. You know, I mean, I applaud guys like that. I'm a very weak person. I have an addictive personality. If it's not drugs, booze, or photography, it's women. You know, so, I mean, it is what it is. I'll be the first one to admit it. But, you know, I hope and I dream that there's that one out there that, well, I'm not going to say change my ways, but will either join me in the festivities, you know, or be something good enough for me to stop fucking around. I don't know.
Hey, man. Hey, maybe the miracle will happen.
There's no miracle. Oh, okay, so she's walking in here with a giant teddy bear because we're going to be doing this whole anti-Valentine's Day photo
shoot. Oh, boy.
This should be interesting.
Did you just get a teddy bear for Valentine's Day, Jameson?
I did not get a teddy bear. I didn't get anything. I don't want to live up to someone's idea of what a Valentine should be. Because I guarantee you have me as your Valentine, you are so fucked. You are never, ever going to be able and chocolate covered. I kid you not. She walked in with chocolate covered strawberries. Oh my god, this girl is pretty damn amazing.
Oh boy, that's that miracle.
It's not,
that miracle.
No, let's not get carried away. When I was younger, I used to think every girl that walked into my life was a miracle. I thought she was gonna be the one to save me, but I gave up on that dream a long time ago.
I don't know, man. Mikey, he's sounding kind of sentimental over here about his chocolate covered strawberries. No, Jameson.
Nah.
Man. Jameson sounding a little.
I fell into this Valentine's one. It was like the last couple I didn't.
And there's red lunch.
I was like, what? Valentine's Day was yesterday? I didn't even remember. But this year, someone said, hey, I got tickets. So I was like, I busted out the black book, you know, dusted it off. Made a phone call. Yep, I'll go with you. Bye.
Hey, Shy.
So.
Why do you think men cheat?
Because it's a routine.
Say it again.
Everything becomes routine. They get bored. You have to keep things interesting.
You hear that?
Yeah.
That's a woman saying that.
And she said same thing. Same reason why women cheat. You got to keep things interesting.
See, I told you earlier. I said it earlier.
That's why. I said, look. The only kind of routine a guy's gonna want is every Thursday night blowjob.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
Dude, you know how much steaks are, bro?
Steaks, blowjob,
okay,
and sex. She just said steak, blowjob, and sex.
Wow. I think you're gonna marry that girl.
That's what's up.
You're getting all fucking
look,
sentimental about chocolate covered strawberries.
You're getting way too explicit. You're getting way. Once you said the marriage word, you fucked it all up with that one.
Yeah, I got to bring it down to reality, man.
Fuck reality. I love living in my fucking fantasy world. So much more fun.
With giant bears and chocolate-covered strawberries.
And gorgeous models that are about to get naked in my bathroom. Fuck yes.
Okay.
And then they're like, and then they wonder, like, why can't you stay faithful? I'm like, okay, in all reality, look, I can't stay faithful. I have been. I'm, you know, right now I'm playing up to you guys and everything like that. You know that. But let's be honest. It's about that connection. And I think that most guys think that they have that connection with someone, right? But if you truly know what it is to love, you're not going to step out on them. You're not going to fuck them up. Because if you truly love someone, you never want to see them go through the fucking pain and anguish that you're about to put them through right before you stick your dick in someone else's ass. Let's be honest. There's no such thing as love. That's not love. It's an idea and a fantasy of love. They men are usually in love with the idea of being loved.
The idea, exactly.
They want to be in love with the idea of being loved. They want to feel like they're someone's center of the world, that someone will bleed for them, die for them, cry for them. But men, most men are not willing to do the same. Most men, for ego reasons, will destroy someone's heart, their life, their love, their passion, and do whatever the fuck they can do in order to continue to get some sort of instant gratification somewhere else. And it's the truth. And then these fuckers will immediately run back when they're bored or when the side bitch decides that she's not going to, like, take it anymore. And then they go back to these amazing women thinking that, hey, if I text you with the just thinking about you at 3 o'clock on a Tuesday, she's going to answer back. And, you know, it's a sad truth. They do sometimes. And, you know, it's a perpetual cycle. It's sad, you know, because then guess what? Like, the decent guys like me, we're left cleaning up the pieces. Kidding about the last part. I like broken and damaged women. I like the ones who've been victims of cheaters.
See, here. Okay, so we're in the last 7 minutes of the broadcast. So what I used to do is, you know, give a little bit, give some advice or, you know, actual things that people can actually use in this last 7 minutes. So what I want to say is that, you know, if you're listening to this or, you know, either live or if you're listening to the archive, think, man or woman, whatever, if you're thinking about cheating, what I would advise you to do is talk to that person that you're with and let them know the type of feelings you're having. The reason why is because a lot of times you'd be surprised the kind of outcome that might happen from that. You know what I mean? You guys have a discussion about why you're feeling that way, and you know, you develop a trust because you went to that person and spoke to them about it. And a lot of times you'll come out of that conversation a stronger person, and those feelings won't be there anymore because you've done something that you were missing, which was giving you a reason to think that you want to cheat. You know what I mean? So in reality, it boils down to communicating. You know, if you don't talk to the person and you start thinking all these thoughts by yourself, you're going to end up by yourself, you know, and that thinking by yourself is not a relationship. When you're in a relationship, you think with that person, you act with that person because that you are no longer a me, you're a we now, you know? And in my opinion, when you do that, that is grounds for a successful relationship. Yeah.
Those are some true words right there, man. I like that.
And that's why married men should not hang out with single men. That simple.
Yeah.
It's just that simple. It's the same thing for women. Women, single women and married women should not hang out together. Because both parties are thinking differently. Single women have a different mindset than a married woman. The same thing for men. It's a reality of it, you know?
You know what? It comes down to how strong of a character that person has. Okay? And let me chime in with a couple things. Number one, if you are dating a Puerto Rican, do not tell them that you are thinking of cheating on them. I don't give a fuck if it's a man or a girl. Do not tell a Puerto Rican, baby, look, I'm thinking about fucking up. Those will be the last words that you say before you're bleeding out of the artery on the floor. Okay? Number two, if you suspect them of cheating, get the fuck out of the relationship. the longer you stay, the longer you let them get away with it, the harder in the end it is going to be for you. Not for them, but for you. Okay? If this is something that you, deep down you know you cannot control, you are just a pathological cheater and it is something that is bred into you, it is who you are, then explore alternative relationships. Have open relationships. Have poly relationships. Don't have a relationship at all, because at the end of the day, your narcissistic, self-serving ass doesn't give a fuck about anybody but yourself, and you're hurting so many more people, and you're hurting, like, future generations of people who are going to know that they don't even know who their father is, cheating fuck, who got his mom pregnant along with, like, three other people at the same time, and never sees this. So it's a fucking vicious cycle. So, guys, stop being douchebags. Stop cheating on your fucking girl. Love the one you're with, fuck the one you're with, and make her fucking happy. And I guarantee you, she will do the same exact thing to you. So those are my 2 cents. I'm not always a douchebag. Sometimes, only on Tuesdays.
Only on Wednesdays, because Thursdays, yeah, no, every Thursday.
No, Thursdays is pulled tough and steak day. Come on, guys. Stop fucking around.
Well, there you go. There you have it. You know, it's just that simple. You know what I mean? Now, I will say this. We're going to be back next Tuesday with some more hard-hitting truth. I'm not sure what the topic's going to be, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be some interesting stuff, because we want to give the truth to the world. You know, regardless if it's our opinion, it's the truth. That's what we feel, you know.
I think next Tuesday we should talk about how coconut oil makes fantabulous lube.
I don't have any experience with that. So
okay, so you and the missus, that's your
homework.
That's your homework on Valentine's Day. Coconut oil as lube.
Oh boy, Jesus, what am I gonna do with you, man? I don't know.
Hey,
if
you're a little sexier, Manny, I can tell you. But.
I'm too good for you, bro. You couldn't handle this.
You are. You're too different. I like him a little more damaged.
All right, so we're gonna end this podcast.
It was good talking
tonight.
To you guys, man.
Yeah, thanks
love
for calling me, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
This is going again. I'll be calling it every Tuesday, man. Every Tuesday.
Hell yeah, man.
Spread the word, man. Spread the word. Let's
Mike,
get more people.
I already did. Come out to Vegas, Mikey.
Yeah, I was gonna. I almost did, like, what, a month ago.
Yeah, I'm here, boy. Let's do
it. You know where you is now.
you have a good Valentine's Day, Mikey.
Oh, I'm gonna. And I'll be back to normal on Monday.
We want to hear about it on Tuesday, all right?
Oh, man, I'll let you know, but you'll see it all over the place before then.
Yeah.
All right. All right, you guys have fun. And thanks for listening to Truthful Tuesdays, and we'll see you next week.
All right, guys, later.